Over at the White House this afternoon, President Obama acknowledged that he'd taken a shellacking. He said the vote confirmed what he'd been hearing from Americans across the country, that they're deeply frustrated.
Frustrated, he said, about the pace of economic recovery, about the lack of opportunities for their children, about partisan bickering.
Now, I ran for this office to tackle these challenges and give voice to the concerns of everyday people. Over the last 2 years, we've made progress. But clearly, too many Americans haven't felt that progress yet, and they told us that yesterday. And as president, I take responsibility for that.
Still, Mr. Obama stopped short of accepting the election as a repudiation of his policies. For instance, he said this on health care.
I think we'd be misreading the election if we thought that the American people want to see us for the next 2 years relitigate arguments that we had over the last 2 years.
He said making sure families have security and that the country is on a trajectory to lower health care costs is absolutely critical. But he said he regretted that the process was, in his words, an ugly mess. And the president said he'd be happy to look at Republicans' ideas to make some modifications and improvements on health care.
I think what's going to be useful is for us to go through, the issues that Republicans have issues on. Not sort of talking generally, but let's talk specifics. Is this particular provision, when it comes to pre-existing conditions, is this something you're for or are you against? Helping seniors get their prescription drugs, does that make sense or not?
President Obama said he's been doing a lot of reflecting. He said he knows he has to do, in his words, a better job. And he talked of working together with Republicans.
I'm not suggesting this will be easy. I won't pretend that we'll be able to bridge every difference or solve every disagreement. There's a reason we have two parties in this country, and both Democrats and Republicans have certain beliefs and certain principles that each feels cannot be compromised.
And there was a poignant moment in the hour-long news conference when a reporter asked President Obama how it feels to see setbacks to his own party, the losses suffered by some of his friends, Congressman Tom Perriello of Virginia, Governor Ted Strickland of Ohio.
What does it feel like?
Feels bad. the toughest thing over the last couple of days is seeing really terrific public servants not have the opportunity to serve anymore. At least in the short term.
President Obama talking about the 2010 midterm elections at a White House news conference this afternoon.